Welcome to all of you amazing Parkinson's Recovery members to this June 2020 support group gathering. I have one question that I will be providing a response to. If you have connected in, please write into the chat room field any topics you'd like for us to discuss or questions you'd like for me to answer. First of all, I want to, I guess is our custom, encourage each of you to visit the Parkinson's Recovery member websites on a regular basis every weekday. I update those pages each and every day, so there's new, fresh content. And, of course, those of you, I think, that have had a good opportunity to look at the 12 pages, you know that there's a rich diversity of stimuli that you will be able to experience by visiting those support group pages. The design is that I really cover all the basic kind of principles and lifestyle practices that will enable you to be able to celebrate a reversal of symptoms. So there is a recipe of all things, a natural recipe that I post every single weekday. Now, I'm hopeful that you'll see some recipes and think, oh, that's right, I need to get the ingredients to make that. But if anything, it is designed to encourage you and remind you that ingesting natural, healthy, pesticide-free food is one of the steps that is essential to recovery. Of course, we've got an exercise page. The idea there is the same. There's just a couple of minute exercise. The research was really quite amazing that was done about 15 years ago. They did a study, and they had people with Parkinson's do a little two-minute exercise, which was raising their arms up in the air. That was it. And the surprising result was that the folks who did that relative to those who didn't really had a, get this, significant improvement in their mobility and in their ability to function throughout the rest of the day. So it may seem silly to have a little small exercise, and you may be thinking, but don't you have to go 30 minutes or 45 minutes? Don't you have to go to a big effort to see any kind of return whatsoever? And the answer is, nope, sorry. If you're at a point today where you're tired, you're exhausted, you don't feel like you can really do anything, click into that exercise page and do the two-minute exercise. Believe me, you will be rewarded. And, of course, we have our joke that's posted every single weekday. And the reason for that, I hope you all are well aware, is that when we laugh inside, when we laugh internally, we get this wonderful ability to have an infusion of dopamine. So as we all know, medicines can do that. Of course, supplements can do that. That's all wonderful options for some people. But hey, why not do the natural approach, which is look at the joke, and even if you don't think it's funny, and I suppose some of them you may not think are very funny, and some of them you will think are funny. I know that's the case for me. Laugh out loud. You don't really have to have a joke to laugh. So that's a reminder. Laugh out loud, not just when you read the joke, but throughout the rest of the day. Now, the reason I want to give you just this really short and succinct preview is to, again, encourage you to visit the member websites every single day. Now, the radio show page has really a wonderful advantage, and that is that I've categorized the content of each of the shows. So some of the interviews, the guest will cover 15 different topics or 10 different topics. So I've categorized those topics in the category field, which you'll see down the right side of the page if you're on a computer or if you're on a phone at the bottom. So if you're interested in a very specific topic, we'll just click on that category and you'll see all the interviews that spoke to or addressed that very specific topic, so you could learn a great deal about what's really up with that topic. Remember, we've done this about 260 occasions, and so there's a lot of content, a lot of exciting options that have been helping people find wonderful relief from whatever symptoms they actually have currently been experiencing. Now, the postings this week, beginning today, on the meditation pages are entitled Split Intentions. Now, that may sound like a weird topic for subjects that need to address the ability to recover from neurological challenges, but it's actually not. So it turns out we all have split intentions when it comes to really any kind of an action whatsoever. If you find yourself in a place where you don't feel like you can make any movement forward whatsoever, you think a lot about choices, you consider options, and for whatever reason, you can't take that first or second step so that you'll begin to embrace a combination of therapies that will enable you to be able to find relief from your symptoms. Now, the reason for that is actually deeply embedded in this two-way system that's working within our subconscious. Part of us wants to get well, part of us does not want to get well. They're called split intentions. So one of the reasons we have difficulty making decisions or stepping forward in our recovery program is that we're suffering with something that is deeply unconscious. We're not aware of really what's going on. But if we can simply bring that to the forefront and recognize, oh, I see why I'm stuck. I've got a split intention here. Of course, everybody wants to get well. Hello. But unfortunately, there's a counter dynamic, and that dynamic is sabotaging your recovery. So I've got a longer meditation, of course, on split intentions that's posted up on the member websites already today. And then, again, there are weekly meditations that speak to the same theme Monday through Friday. And we're going to do that this week as well as next week because I think the split intentions are really a key impediment to successful recovery programs. Please visit the member websites. I've, of course, got my regular Robert's What's Up updates for every week. And we have quotes by famous people and some people not so famous. So you can spend maybe 15 seconds on each of the websites. And in some cases, websites like for the mind work, where you are refreshing and encouraging and feeding your neurological networks, and renewing those, you can do the little mind work exercise for 8 or 10 minutes. In other words, none of it takes very much time. And finally, if you find yourself in a very discouraged place, you're thinking, I've tried some things, they're not really working. You're beginning to think, well, nothing's going to really work out for me. The whole point of membership, the whole point of what I've done here is to remind you that recovery is possible. Recovery can happen for you. It is happening for many others. So it's just a question of stopping and thinking, okay, maybe I just need to shift gears and move into a different direction. And then finally, just a general comment, and that's the following. Having now done this for 15 or 20 years, I'm well aware that everyone would love to be able to have one very simple answer to be able to find relief from their symptoms or reverse them totally. In other words, if I could just do X, great, I'm well. I'm the same way. If I get sick, I just want a simple solution. But I can now say with some confidence that the people who successfully found programs of recovery don't just find one solution. It's not just one step. It's a combination of steps. And there are some lifestyle changes that really need to be made. So if you happen to have a penchant for eating, for example, sugar now and then, well, guess what? You're going to have a very strong probability of difficulty with finding relief from your symptoms. So in other words, lifestyle changes have to be made. We have to make some approaches that are different in our life in order to be able to heal from the inside out. So that's why I've actually now designed, and I continue every week to post new possibilities up on the three online courses, the What Really Matters course, which covers all the kinds of ways that you can support your parasympathetic nervous system, in other words, shut down anxiety, and then rock solid walking, all the kinds of things you can do to, again, enable walking that is rock solid, and finally tame tremors. The topic of that course is probably obvious. We're introducing all sorts of wonderful ideas that will enable you to be able to celebrate, again, taming of tremors. And so there are lots of different approaches. And of course, the idea is, well, it's not that just one is going to be the end all. It never really is. It is rather a combination of the therapies that call out to you to be most useful and successful. So member websites, you're a member, check in. It would be, I think, something that would really energize each and every one of your weekdays. The next announcement I want to make has to do with an interest many of you have expressed in electromagnetic pulse field therapy. This is the therapy that opens up the circulation in the body. So if you're having difficulty with removing toxins from the cells of your body, then chances are the difficulty in large part is because the circulation is not actually accessing your cells. The electromagnetic field therapy inventions, they're about 20 or 25 years old, do exactly that. They open up the circulation so that you can deliver the nutrition to your cells, and we've got trillions of cells, and you can remove the waste products because, again, those tiny little capillaries are opened up and circulation becomes possible. So if you have any kind of an infection, this is something that is a wonderful solution. If you have all sorts of stiffness, chances are the circulation is not getting there. If you have difficulty with removing toxins, then guess what? Chances are the circulation is not getting there. Now, the one electromagnetic field instrument that I would strongly recommend is called the Beamer, but I have something I really want to put out as a recommendation. The selling of the Beamer now is for something called the Beamer Go, G-O. I want to recommend you don't get that. And the reason is it doesn't include something that is called the B-Body. That's like a mattress you lie on when you receive the therapy. So as it turns out, they were importing the Beamer from Europe, and the FDA paused the imports temporarily to be able to review the extensive research that has been published about the Beamer. So they've got approval for using the Beamer, but not for what is called the B-Body. Again, that's the mattress kind of accessory that you lie on when you receive the Beamer treatments. And I really think if you're really serious about getting this, and I know a number of you are, I would say just hold off until the FDA approves the B-Body so that they'll be able to provide you with the full enchilada, so to speak. So they're promoting something called the Beamer Go. I would say hold off. Don't get that. Wait for the FDA to get through with their review of all the wonderful research on the Beamer and approve the what's called B-Body as well. So hold off on that. If you've got any questions, of course, you can always call me. Now, the next kind of subject I wanted to address is the issues of 5G. Now, when we use our cell phones or our smartphones, we're accessing into all of this energy out there that's wireless. And heretofore, we've been able to rely on something called 4G. Well, the ante is upped, as they say, when you play poker, and now they are installing 5G internet kind of cell tower systems. Now, the 5G little components are actually going to be put on telephone poles, and you'll see them very frequently. So instead of a few cell towers located here and there, the 5G equipment will be on telephone poles quite frequently located. I don't know if it'll be every mile, but it'll be really a lot of those are going to be put up. So I put out a notice, I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, of a summit on 5G where there were a lot of knowledgeable presenters talking about 5G and what's up and do we need to be concerned or not. And I promised you I would begin to look at those particular presentations, which I did, and I hope you did too. It was all free. And I have to say, I am really concerned about the health effects of 5G. And the one kind of point that I really want to put out to each and every one of you is the following. We do not experience the health effects of exposure to 5G or even 4G in the short run. It takes several years, in fact, maybe 3 or 4, before finally And unfortunately, I have to say, you will actually begin to experience some very serious health effects. And so since many of you are experiencing Parkinson's symptoms, those symptoms are likely to get not only a lot worse, but you're going to probably begin to have other health problems as well. So it's kind of scary stuff. We're not going to stop 5G. It's here to stay. And so I want you to just be alert that I think it really does, given the extensive research that I've now recently learned about on the health effects of the new 5G, that we need to be circumspect about using our cell phones, making sure that we're not listening to what we're saying with a cell phone right up next to our ear, and protecting ourselves from exposure to 5G as much as possible. So we see a lot of young people who have these phone kind of devices connected right into their ear. They're white in shape. I want to say, I know they do that because it's easy. It's the trendy thing to do. Everybody is doing it. But I think in the end, that really is going to be something that will cause some significant health problems down the road for all of these wonderful young people. So if you have children who are doing that, we don't want to be parents who are on our children and telling them what to do or not to do all the time. But I want to make sure that you just let them know that there are some health concerns. And if they could somehow change how they are communicating on their cell phones or smartphones, it might really be very beneficial in the long run. And the surprising thing is, I initially thought that the health effects were mostly brain cancers or brain tumors. But as it turns out, oh my goodness, the listing of health effects that they've demonstrated in the research is staggering. It's almost unbelievable. It can really do damage to really our entire body. I might mention that one of the big reasons is that when we are talking on our smartphone with the phone next to our head, for example, the blood is coagulated. In other words, instead of the cells being separate, they kind of get gumpy and glued together, which means that they can't pass through the capillaries. So it just gunks up our whole circulatory system. They've got some wonderful research studies that show that. Now, the second reason why it's such a horrible danger is that the pulse of this energy, and I'm using it right now to communicate with you, is intermittent. So instead of a continuous pulse, it moves in and then pauses and moves in and pauses. In other words, it's not continuous. It's not like our heartbeat. So we're exposing this intermittent pulsing action, which is against the continuous monitoring of our entire physical body. Our heart is always pumping on a regular basis. We're breathing on a regular basis, but that's not what happens when we are connecting in through our computer systems. So be aware of the dangers and begin to do your own circumspect research about what kind of actions you can take to protect yourself against exposure. Now, finally, I want to move to an answer to a question that was submitted, and it has to do with what about the recent research that might have been done on photobiomodulation, or more specifically, Vialite. I do know that a number of you have acquired the Vialite devices. That's the device you kind of put on your head, and it transmits light to your brains. And we've got some wonderful reports of how effective that has been for many people. And for some people, it hasn't been as effective. I want to make very clear, there's no end-all for a therapy. But in response to the question, okay, what's the follow-up research on the Vialite for Parkinson's? The answer is that there is an ongoing study in Sydney, Australia. Unfortunately, it's about a year and a half study, and they have not concluded the study, and we don't have any preliminary results. So we don't have any very directed or specific research that uses subjects that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. There are, on the other hand, a number of really amazing studies and very studies that encourage us to consider this as a viable option that look at the impact of using the Vialite therapy on issues with, for example, dementia and memory issues, memory problems, inability to say words or remember what we did yesterday or our plans for tomorrow. So memory problems, dementia, difficulty with executive function. Those studies, one by one, have shown compelling evidence that the light therapy really does provide clear benefits for issues with dementia. So in terms of what do we know, I think we can say almost definitively that it's a therapy that can help if you're having problems with executive function and with memory. Other than that, in terms of research that shows, okay, how does it specifically help Parkinson's symptoms, all the evidence is now anecdotal. So all we really have are reports that I've heard back from users that indicate it's helped with this symptom or another. And I do have a long list of symptoms that have been reported, pretty much all the symptoms of Parkinson's, and yet that's all anecdotal. We don't have any real systematic documentation of how this light therapy might affect neurological challenges. So that's really the response I've got for you on the question, okay, what's the subsequent research that looks at the impact of via light on Parkinson's? Of course, the information that I collect when I do my holiday surveys every year, and we get reports back from people that say, yes, the via light really was successful, that's just in general an indication that it has really helped people who have Parkinson's symptoms. But it's not any way a kind of a systematic research study. It's what I would call all anecdotal. It's important information. It's enough information for me to make sure to let everybody know, look, this is something that I think you could look into and might want to consider seriously as an option for putting that on your recovery program practices. So let me check into the chat room and see who we've got who has entered. I'd like to talk about this topic. Or I've got this question I'd like for you to be able to address. Don't see anybody who's entered any kind of a response at this point. I'm looking at the list of callers and, oh, gosh darn, I don't see anybody who's called in. I had a number of people who emailed me earlier who said, I'm sorry, I can't make it to our program today. So I can see that the effects of that are very obvious here when we look at the people who called in. Remember, the whole purpose of this, our support group, is to provide some support for those of you that's positive. So instead of attending a support group where you have lots of discouraging news, you see a lot of people who are struggling with their recovery program. Rather, the whole idea here is that we get lots of ideas, lots of support, and we hear from others who are making some choices that are helping them find relief from their symptoms. So if you'd like to call in, please do. We'd love to have a conversation with you right now for our June support group gathering. If you have something you'd like to be able to for me to discuss as a topic or a question you'd like to be able to address, write that into the chat room right now. And we'll add that to our discussion and our agenda for our support group gathering today. I've noticed that because we are struggling here in our world with so many challenges, we've got challenges with, at least in the United States, with protests. We've got challenges with some violence that's been occurring. We've got challenges with information that's being disseminated that is actually not true. We've got challenges, of course, with an infection called the coronavirus. And, of course, that's affected a lot of what all of us are doing in terms of how do we live our lives. Many of you are not currently working or have suspended your job temporarily. You are on lockdown. Some of you have gone back to work, and yet now you're going to be sent back home because the problem has been actually accelerated here recently. I would just say, as I'm waiting to see if anybody wants to talk about any other topics, I would really say to be aware that these stressors will make the symptoms worse. So I think step back, look at the big picture. All of these kinds of infections across history, they run a cycle, and they do get worse. They do peak, and then all of a sudden they fall off, and they're not so much of a problem down the line. So we haven't reached the peak yet anywhere in a country in the world, but we're moving up and we'll probably approach that here in the coming months. And then again, everything then begins to fall off and it's less problematic. The infections mutate, they change, and they become less problematic. So in the end, it feels as though it's a pretty scary thing, and it might really have a profound impact on many of us. But keep in mind that given the population of the world, it's still a pretty minor problem. Thankfully, our political officials are taking some really excellent steps to protect the citizenry so that we are not exposed as much as would otherwise be the case. So let me check to see if we've got anybody, again, who's checked in here with our chat room field or our Q&A field and written any questions in. And I don't see anybody, so it looks like I'm alone today, which is a little rare experience for me. But again, I think given the circumstances, that's fully understandable. So let me just say that if you're listening to the replay of this, and I know many of you do that, if you've got any questions about anything that you are trying to explore, please send them to me. I'm really happy to respond to anything you send to me. It doesn't have to be just in the support group gathering. Or if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, chances are if you have a topic, we can wait until the next support group meeting in July, but I probably have interviews I've done on that topic, or I've got some blogs that I've written about that topic, so I can send you a link to all of that so that you can get an initial briefing, and then I'll be happy to discuss it at our July support group gathering. So send in your concerns, your issues. What's up? How can I help? The mission of Parkinson's Recovery, as many of you know, is to be able to provide support so that we have more and more individuals that are able to find relief from their symptoms so that we can all of a sudden overturn the awful false belief template that Parkinson's is degenerative. It's not. And yet, as long as we believe it is, it will continue to be degenerative since thoughts are all powerful. So we want to change that thought form into a thought form that the body knows how to heal itself. And all we have to do is to listen to our body and give it the support that it needs in order to be able to come back into a place of balance and centeredness. Checking once again, hoping we'd have some kind of entry here in the chat room, but we don't as of yet. So go ahead and send me your emails if you think of questions after this presentation and begin to realize, oh, right, I'd like to be able to ask this question. Well, send it on in. There's no reason why you need to wait until our next support group gathering. And I am delighted to be able to respond. We are getting more and more people who have had successful recovery programs, which is exciting to me. And so I think as we get a mass of individuals in a community who realizes, oh, I see now, there's some steps I can take to be able to heal from the inside out, that we will be able to all of a sudden turn topsy-turvy that awful, terrible, damaging, traumatic belief that so many people embrace, that once you get this condition, you're going to continue to get worse and deteriorate. It's just not true. The challenging part of this, by way of summary, is that there are many, 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 and I often say dozens and dozens, which I think is a correct way of describing it, options that really run the spectrum in terms of the diversity of what they offer that will enable you to be able to little by little find sustained relief from your symptoms. So it's a question of finding which ones your body most will respond to, which ones you are called out to embrace. Adopt them, experiment with them. In some cases, you'll try one, it doesn't seem to help at all, it makes it a whole lot worse. Well, that's not the right one for you. Try another one. The final comment that I'll make is we know that trauma lies at the foundation of Parkinson's symptoms and that it gets glued literally to the cells of the body. So one of the kinds of wonderful therapies that are helping a lot of people is to recognize that's the case and to release the trauma that is embedded at the cellular level. Now, sometimes when you engage those therapies, you will feel worse, I want to be very clear, for a while. And then all of a sudden, that feeling of lethargy and fatigue and depression lifts. What you're doing really is finding ways to be able to get that stuck energy out of your body. So I want to recommend to everybody, I think if you've had traumas in your life, whether physical or mental or emotional, that the many therapies that I've identified now that help people get relief from their symptoms really are worth considering and taking seriously. Remember, it's not like an aspirin that makes you feel better immediately. In other words, it's not as if your headache's going to all of a sudden get better within a few minutes. The therapies that address trauma have the impact of sometimes bringing it up so that you do feel worse for a while, but you will feel lighter and a whole lot better if you'll just give it a little time to run its course. And finally, please consider joining any of the courses online that I've developed. In the past, I've offered those sporadically. We'll have a course in January on what really matters, and then maybe in June, and then maybe a course on tame tremors in October. But of course, there's only one of me, so I'm spending my time now developing new content for each of these courses and developing new courses that you can have access to anytime. And of course, I'm always available and accessible to everybody in the course, so we have Q&A sessions all the time. So it's like taking a live course in this, as I think it's more user-friendly and more accessible. One of the reasons I went to this format is I would sponsor a course, and we would have 30 participants in the course. But when we actually had the live sessions, we would only have maybe 5 or 8 people or even less who would actually attend the session. And I thought, wait a minute, I think it's going to be better if we have an online course so you can have access to the content when you want to have access to it, and have access to me whenever you want to have access to me. In other words, make it much more flexible. So I decided to change how I delivered the courses. And that's what I'm spending really all of my time with right now, in developing new content, new class content for each of those 3 courses. So we post new content every 5 days on each of those new courses, which has been a true joy, given that there's just so many wonderful ideas that I can now unearth and document very systematically and make them available for you to access at any time, 24 hours a day. So I've just rambled about here and looked to see if we've got anybody who wanted to have a chat, or anybody who's called in, and thus far that's not the case. So I think we can then conclude our gathering here in June of 2020. With a summary of what's up here at Parkinson's Recovery, and to encourage each of you to not only visit and connect in with the member websites. You can do that anytime. Remember, no login is required, no password is required. And also to connect with me, let me know how I can provide a support and service to you. I'm here to support your recovery. The more people who have successful recovery programs, the closer we are to fulfilling our mission at Parkinson's Recovery, to all of a sudden be able to say to the world, look, we now have a true critical mass of individuals who have succeeded in being able to heal from the inside out. I'd say by this point, in terms of actual people I've been able to document, we maybe have 70 people whose successful recovery programs we've documented. And that means not necessarily that every single symptom is totally resolved, but the person has been able to address the symptoms sufficiently so that they can reclaim their full life force and get on with their life, and the symptoms are no longer problematic or obstacles to being able to make choices for whatever they want to do with their life. So we've got quite a few people, but I'd like to have more and more and more. So we really have a true critical group of individuals who, in their own way, in their own fashion, making their own choices, are able to have successful recovery programs. The final comment, and you probably heard me say last month the very same thing, the choices people make are all different who are having successful recovery programs. It's really interesting. Everybody has a different collection of therapies, methods, approaches, lifestyle changes that work for them. So you kind of have to figure it out for yourself. And that's why I'm here, is to be able to offer you all the different options, all the different opportunities, the choices, so that you'll have a lot to choose from, and the support of being able to make those choices and to document, in fact, their consequences. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all the children are truly and profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that in your own fashion, in your own way, in your own time. You really are journeying down the road to recovery successfully. So please celebrate that. I know it can be frustrating sometimes when ugly symptoms kind of rear their ugly head, but realize that overall, you are making progress in your own way. And just having listened to this discussion today is a step in the right direction. Please connect in with our member websites. That's why I update those pages every single day, so that you can enjoy a refreshing experience, a positive experience, rather than being exposed to thought forms that are not in your best and highest goods. Thanks so much for joining me. We look forward to connecting for sure with you 1 month from today at the end of July, or hopefully before, where you can send me emails or correspondence or submit questions so that I can respond to those as well. I'm Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. I will be here for you always. Thanks so much for being here, and we look forward to connecting with you down the line. And may you celebrate a successful recovery as you travel down the road to recovery.